And Rashi says, "Ribi hakol umiyat." What is no good then? Some cannot use some seif, some powder. Hakim first of the kedushin, but ribi umiyutoi. So Luchuri is the Rebbe himself. Now Luchuri is a Stirin Rebbe. Here we see Rebbe himself dashing the Torah with a klal of prato klal. So now we have two questions. First of all, to back a question, how do we know Rebbe holds like a Mekiva Svara? That by Shvul Lishovar Yechayiv, if Rebbe dashes with the klal of prat, we do not know a Shvul Lishovar as Chayiv. And secondly, it's a Stephen Rebbe himself. Before, by Pidyon HaBen, Rebbe dashes with a klal with the Ribuy Umiyat. And now here, by the Loch of an Eved, by a Matzeah, we see Rebbe dashes with the klal of prat. So there are two questions. So first of all, the second answer, how come by Pidyon HaBen he dashes with a ribui? I'll tell you in. The Alma Chloli Aproti Dorish. Really, the way Rebbe says here by Matzeah, this is really Rebbe Shita. That Rebbe really dashes the Torah with the derech of a klal or prat or klal. That's going to be a question back. How do we know by Shvua? You asked me a stira, why by Pidyon HaBen does he say miyat? I'll tell you, v'hocha on the time of by Pidyon HaBen. You know why here he dashes with a miyat? V'ribui, ki detone dever Rebbe Shmuel. Tetone dever Rebbe Shmuel, ba'mayim, ba'mayim, shnei pomin. That's lusher by a sheretz of the mayim, the fish in the water. It says two times the word ba'mayim right away. And then it says a prat later on. So Rebbe Shmuel says, ein ze klal o prat. This is not considered the drush of a klal and a prat, because the prat is not in between the two klalim. There's a klal, that a klal and a prat, the klal is only, the Torah first says the klal, then it says the prat, and then it says the klal. But sometimes here the two klalim are said together, and the prat is said later. So in such a case, the very Bishmol says, that's not considered a klal or prat. Ela rather, the Torah changed around the order here to tell us, riboy umiyat, that that's the way you should darshan. So here also, by Pidyon HaBen, the two klolim say one next to another, and the prat is later on. So therefore, only here does Rebbe darshan by Pidyon HaBen with the rib and the miyat. By Sheikin, the other places in the Torah, by Matzeah and by Shvuas, where it says first the klal, and then the prat, and then the klal, there Rebbe holds from the drosha, klal or prat or klal. Now, Rabbanan, over here also, by Mayim, or else by Pidyon HaBen, why did Rabbanan still say the klal or prat or klal? The prat is not in between the two klals. I'm a ravina, k'diyami b'marova, like they say in Eretz Yisrael, that komokom shatum v'yitzi shtei klolis, hasmucha zel zeh, anytime you find in the Torah, the two klolim, one next to another, and the prat is either before or later, the pshat is, hitel prat b'neim, you yourself have right to darshan this, but by putting the prat in between them, v'doinon b'klal or prat. So that's the Rabbanan Shita, that even in such a case where it says the two klolim next to another, like it says by Pidyon HaBen and it says here by Mayim by Mayim, still you have a right to dash with the klal or prat klal. You put in between, right? Right. Rashi says, this Rashi here by Mayim, Ketone the Rabbi Shmuel, the Elu Trefus, the Ikotan of the Dorish, Ezet Teichlu, Mikol Rashi here by Mayim. Every fish is permissible, klal. Then it says, by Yamu v'necholim, in the oceans, prat. B'mayim chazal klal. Upliga l'atzonu the Rabbi Shmuel v'yamim b'mayim smuchim zelazer. Becher asir b'yamim l'chol milkach ain't the klal of prat el hitel b'neim lidras bribu mir. We have to show exactly where the shrotzim, when they're osa. You have the worms, and which water is it osa, which water is it muta. So the kids are, we're answering, Rabbi really holds yidashin klal of prat klal. Only when we have the two klolim, one next to another, then he holds like the very Bishmoel, it's a miyat. So I call upon him as Marius now, Hashtu Diyamr, now that you're telling me, Rebbe himself really dashens, Kloli Aprote Dorish, that's Rebbe's Kayach HaDrosh all over. If so, why does Rebbe say now Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, that Shruah Shtayim Shem Arba, that Yechayev HaKorban Elu B'Yored, for Shruah L'Shovar, you made a full shvuah that yesterday I ate, and really you did not eat yesterday. Sal Mishnah says, Tam, Yechai the Korbin, that's only according to Rebbe Kiva, and for Shidashin, Miyat. But Rebbe himself, Dashin, Klal, Prat, Klal. So according to Rebbe, you should be potter from the Korban of Yorid. So Marin says, Ba'a Korcha Kashi Shvuas. For sure now it's going to be a question on Hilka Shvuas. How come Rebbe now Mishnah says that Yechai the Korbin of Yorid Lishavar? Ella, what you have to say is, the Shavuos, by this first halach of Al Masech, the Shavuos, Nosav Olive the Rabbi Kiva. Rebbe is only saying it over according to the shittas of Rabbi Kiva, that you darshin with the Rebbe, you meet all over, so then your marba by Shavuah is allowed later on, even a Shavuah l'shovar. Even a Shavuah of yesterday Shavuah, also you chayav a korban el v'yorid. But, v'lei lo svirulei, Rebbe himself does not hold like this. Rebbe himself darshins the Torah with the klal of prat klal. If you darshin with the klal of prat klal, you only marba Shavuah l'havo. Two types of Shavuahs. Either you make a Shavuah, I will eat today, and you do not eat, or else you make a Shavuah, I will not eat today, and you do eat. Those are the two cases of Chayav a Korban El Yerush. But a Shavuah Lishavar, the apart from a Korban. So the Rebbe, now Mishnah, is saying in Aliba the Rebbe Kiva, the Loch of Yediyas HaTumah, that Imam is holds like Rebbe Shmuel. But the Loch of Shavuahs, really Rebbe himself showed like Rebbe Shmuel, just to saying it over, Aliba the Rebbe Kiva. Gufa. Minayin sheinoi chayev elo al sheyesh po yediyah batchili yediyah basoif. Ve'elam betayim, that's the side of our Mishnah. That when the Torah says there's a chiyev korban elo v'yorid, it's only if the person in the morning knew that he was tummy. Then in the afternoon he forgot about it, and he went into the base of Migdash. And then at night he remembers, oy vey, I was tummy, I went in, then he's chayev korban elo v'yorid. How do we know this? Talmudim, we dashim before, it says, v'ne'elam, v'ne'elam shnei pomim. Tiber Rebbe Kiva. It says two times the word vanilla, you forgot. Forgetting mashma you first knew, and it says it twice. That means you have to know at the beginning and know at the end. Rebbe Yom, Rebbe Dashin before no. Any tzarech, I do not need the two words vanilla for this, but rather, hooray, you way with the pasuk says vanilla, michlal she yoda, he forgot now, mashma knew before. And then it says vahu yoda, and he knew about it. Hare kan shtei yedias. The Torah saying clearly, he knew about it twice. That means once before and once afterwards. In came if so, according to Rebbe, Matam Lema Vanilam, what do we have to have the second word Vanilam for? So according to Rebbe, Lechayiv Al Helim Tuma Fi Al Helim Mikdash, like our Mishnah, that not only were you forgot that you're Tomei, but who are then, if you knew that you're Tomei, just you forgot this is the base of Mikdash, or you forgot this is Basa Kotchen, that's the Chiddush, that even in such a case, also Yechayiv a Korban El Yerid, like our Mishnah. That's the first trap that Rebbe himself holds, the Yediyas HaTumah Ishtayim Shemarba. Now, on Mama, what we just say, V'nelam Mechlal Sheyoda. It says the word V'nelam, he forgot, Mashma, that he knew about it. So, my Mashma, how do I know? Why does it mean this way? Omar Rova, Midlaik Sevi, he Aluma Mimenu. It doesn't just say it was forgotten from him, Mashma, that he never knew about it. But V'nelam, Mashma, now, it was forgotten now. That he knew about it, and now Vinelam now was forgotten. Omalay Abayas, the question of that, is that true? Ela Mayativ so Gabe Saita. By the parsha of a man is jealous about his wife, she's going with another man, and she brings him to be a Saita. Yasiv says over there, Vinelam Mayena Isha. That what? That the husband does not know anything. He does not know if his wife really lived with the other man or not. Because if the husband knows about it, what is he bringing it to the kohen for a saita? He knows. So v'nelam, that the husband does not know if his wife really lived with that man or not. So it says v'nelam, so you want to tell me, michlal, devi yoda mikora, that mashma, the husband knew about it before, how could that be? Like if the husband knew about it, that his wife lived with the man, so then what is he bringing it for a saita for? Well, the Gemara is a little bit different. If the husband knew about it, so mi botkula maya, with the mayim, help him at all. For your tani will learn like this. The pasuk says, v'niko ish meyoven, for yishrahi tisa savoyna. That on the tzad that the wife really lived with the other man, so then the locker is, when she drinks the meyam morim, it's going to give her a curse. She'll get a punishment by drinking this water. But it says a condition though, that it has to be, v'niko ish meyoven, that the husband did not do any chet. That means, bisman sheish menukim miyoven. Only if the husband is menukim means that the husband himself did not live with his wife after she became a saita. If he did not live with her, he's menuka from an oven, then when she drinks the water, he'll give her the curse. But ainish menukim miyoven, but if the husband was not clean from the chet, which means the husband knew that his wife was a saita and he lived with her, then ain't amayim boitkim esishtoi. Even if his wife really lived with the man, still the water will not give her the curse. See? Rashi says clearly, Menuka means that after the steer, after he warned his wife, she became a Saita, if he lives with her, then it's not Menuka. So the question is, how could you tell me Vanellam always means he had a idea before, here he doesn't have a idea. So really, Tosi asked the question, what's the Bikasha here? Maybe the husband first knew about it, but who said he lived with her? Menuka just means that after the husband knows that his wife was a Saita, he is not allowed to live with her. So maybe here he knew that she was a Saita, and he forgot about it. But who said he lived with her in between? Maybe he's still a Menuka in the oven. Tosi Mekom Nogon Kashem, Hamai Choshel Ein Menuka, in the middle of Tosi. Hamai Choshel Ein Menuka, Im Loi Bo Aler Mishin Istera. Maybe he once knew that there was a Stira, and then he forgot, but he never lived with her. V'yeshloima Kivon Deshochach, Mut Machiach, Shlehikpet, Lechoshel Menuka Meyoven. The Afilu Ein Moika, yeah. That shows like you, right? You shouldn't forget about it, right? That shows not on your life. That shows you're not a Menuka. If you're a Menuka in the oven, it bothers you so much, you can't forget about this. If you forgot about it, that shows you're not a Menuka, it doesn't bother you that much. Most probably you did live with your wife afterwards, therefore the mind would not be Baidik. So you see the word Vanellum here, the word on bottom, right? Right. This year, like Yossi's saying, Mash Menuka means he has to really take that very to heart. It bothers him. If he doesn't care about it so much, he's not called Menuka.
Exactly.
Yeah. Though. Here you see the word Vanellam does not mean that the husband had a idea before. He never knew about it. Vesu,
yeah.
Another question also. Gabe Torah, by the chshivas of what the Torah is, the Siv, it tells the Apostle Geniyuv, Vanellamo me'enai kolchoi. That the chshivas, the greatness of the Torah, is hidden, and only the Oifah Shemayim is even hidden from the Oifah Shemayim. So what do you want to tell me? There was a person that knew the greatness of the Torah. Later the Pasuk says, Lo Yoda Enosh Erka. No person ever knew the complete, real Erech, the value of the Torah. True, we learned Torah, this and this, but to know the real value, nobody knew. So you see, Vanelmo does not mean that there was a once idea. It just means that you never knew about it. So if so, why are you telling me here that Vanelmo by idea satuma means that he had an idea first? Elding must have like this. True. Vanelam does not mean that you had a real idea. You knew really what happened. Elarad omrabaya. Kisava Rebbe. Yediyas beis rabbi shme yediyah. That what you learned in yeshiva means if you knew about it, that's also called the idea. Tristan, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yediyas beis rabbi, shaloma beis rabbi, that you learned in Cheder, this parsha, that if a person touches a mace, becomes tummy, he is not allowed to go into the beis amigdash, sha'anageya betumas tummy, that if you touch something, you become tummy. So now, vuhu yoda, shirgish kishinoga, the pshita, when the person first touched the mace, you always realize it. You know what happens to yourself. You know what you touch. What's the problem? Avoloi his burning. He didn't think into it. Losom alibra to put it into his heart. Shinitma. Like he didn't register in his mind that I'm tummy. But the actual action of touching the mace, that's for sure you knew about it. That's also shme yediyah. That's called yediyah.
Yeah.
That's the Rebbe. It's not so much from the wash. It's even vanelma. No, it's not considered you need a yediyah with libay. It registers in your mind. If you just do something, agav, you just touch a mace, and you don't realize, you know what you're doing, just doesn't register in your mind that I'm tummy now. You don't think in your mind, give yourself a sample, I'm tummy, that's also considered yediyah. But not 100% yediyah. That's not a real yediyah. The Baal Mus talking about this Rashi. A real yediyah is not enough just to know things, but has to go into your heart and register and put a stamp in you. That's called a real yediyah. But here, just the fact that you once learned in Cheder, that if you touch your mace, your tummy, and now it happened, so you realized what you did, just you did not register in your mind that your tummy, that's also called the Nelma. In other words, so it's not a kasha to the pasha of the Torah. Nobody ever knew the real depth of the Torah. Or else by here also, the Nelma and Aisha means that he never really realized that his wife was a Saita. The Nelma just means that you once knew. What do you mean you once knew? You just know what happened. Like, you know your wife was the stira. Your wife was alone with that man. That's why you warned her. But you did not know, it didn't register to you at any time that you really lived with him. That's called Yediyas Rabbi Shmei Yediyah. The Mursa Omer Papa Labaya, El Diktoni, Ein bo yediyah batchilo, v'yesh bo yediyah basoif, miyiko, delestla yediyah, face rabbi. How is that possible then? If you're telling me now, all you have to do is just realize that you touched, even though you don't think that you're tamei, so everybody knows that. What's the case of the Mishnah? Ein bo yediyah batchilo. Sumer says, yes, in. Mishkacha, so the only time you find this case is v'tinuk shenishpula ben anochrim. Means a small kid was brought up by the goyim. That a kid that never learned halachas, he never learned chumash. He never learned this halacha, that if you touch your mace, you become tamei. So such a person is called ein lo yediyah batchila. Now yediyah does not mean a real yediyah. It registers that you're tamei. Yediyah just means that you know, you had a yediyah that you touched something. You realize you touched the mace. So it's interesting. This kid also knows he touched the mace. Just by him touching a mace, by touching a piece of wood, there's no difference touching wood or touching a mace. By a Jew, a kid that learned Chumash, knows that by touching a mace, it's different. But still, it does not register in your mind that you're Tomei. That's what we're talking about. It's an in-between case here. You know you touched it, you realize you touched him, and you realize that mace is different than a piece of wood, but still it does not register inside your mind that you're Tomei. So, Mamash, there are different categories how far you think. A kid that doesn't know anything, him touching a mace, even though he knows he's touched it, but it means nothing. It's not much like wood. To a Jew, it means something. But it's not called Yediyah because he does not register that he's really Tamei.
All right, turn over.
Okay, right. Yitzias Maitan. Yitzias Shabbos Taim Shemarba, the Mishnah says. Tanan also, Murtim Masech to Shabbos, there it says more. There it says Yitzias Shabbos, carrying out on Shabbos, Shtayim Shemarba Befnim. From the balabas inside the house, there are two ways he could do it, which comes out to be four. Oshtayim shemar babachutz. There are two ways for the oni that's standing outside the house that he could make the hatzor two ways, which ends up to be four ways. So really, there are eight ways set over in the Masechta Shabbos. So you have to know what's the difference. Ma'ish nohocha the toni shtayim shem dalid b'sulai. Here it only says by carrying it on Shabbos, there are two ways that come out to be four. By the balabos standing inside the house, he could do four actions. And the oni standing outside, there are also four actions. Why there four, eight and here only four? So Marin says, "Hosam the Ikar Shabbos over there in Masechta Shabbos. That's the Ikar Aloch is about Ikar Shabbos. Toni Ovos betoldus. There it says the Ovos, which is carrying out, making Oiso, carrying out from Rishus Yochid to a Rishus Rabbim, that's the Ovois. And it also says the Toldois, that's the Achnosois, bringing in from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus Yochid. Hoch over here, Masech the Shavuos, the law of Ikar Shabbos, so there's not the Ikar Masech the Bel Masech the Shabbos. Therefore, Ovois, Tony, we only say the four Ovois, but the Toldos, like Tony, we do not speak about the Toldos. Zemora says, is that true? Does our Mishnah only mean Ovois? Ovois, my Niyu, what are the Ovois? Yitzios, carrying out from a Yochid to a Shus Rabbin. If so, Yitzios, Tarti Heaven. There are only two cases. Either the Balabos that's inside the house, the easy case, he takes something from his house and puts it outside to a Shus Rabbin, or else the Oni standing outside puts his hand inside the window, takes out something and brings it out. But there are only two cases of Yitzios of carrying out. So that Mishnah only means the Ovois. There are only two, not four. Maybe you'll answer me, Mehen Lechiyuv and Mehen Lifter. The Mishnah means the extra two cases are where it's only Ze'oisa Machza and Ze'oisa Machza, where the Oni and the Balabos helped out one another. That is only Anosim Midrabbanan, but Midrash Yipata. The Mishnah says, no, that can't be. Vodumya the Maris Nagoyim, we said before already, Katoni, that Mahosam Kul Lechiyuvai, just by Maris Nagoyim, all four colors or specks on your body makes you Tomei, gives you a Tumas Mitzora, is Af Hocha Kul Lechiyuvai. Our Mishnah by Tzias HaShabbos also means all four cases that Yechai Midiraisa. So where do we have four Ovis? We only have two Ovis by Hoitzor. Two cases of the Av. Elo Omar HaPapa. Hosom Diyikas Shabbos Tone Chiyuvi Apturei. A different answer. Over there by Masechta Shabbos, it's Diyikas Masechta. We say four cases. Two Hoitzors and two Achnosos that Yechai Midiraisa. And then we have four cases there that it's only Midrabbanan, where they both do it together, the Yoni and the Balabos. But Hoch over here, Masechta Shavuos, Chiyuvei Toni. Here, true, we say the two Hoitzos and the two Achnosos, that you chay midiraisa. But of tiru loitoni, here our Mishnah does not go to explain the cases that they did it shnayim shasu. They helped out. The balabos picked up the bread from his b'shus yachid and put it outside, and then the oni took it out of his hand and put it down. We did not talk about that case here in Masechta Shavuos. The Isur midirabonin we leave from Masechta Shabbos. Here we only say the four chiyuvim midiraisa. Nothing more says it. So, my ninu yitzias, what does our Mishnah mean yitzias? Lechura, yitzias tarat yud heaven. There are only two types of hoitzois. Shtayim di hoitzois, you have to answer me no. When our Mishnah says shtayim shem arba, there are four cases that yichayim midiraisa, so you have to tell me it means shtayim di hoitzo, two cases of carrying out from a shesyach to shrabim, or shtayim di achnosa, two cases of carrying in. So my question is that true? Well, yitzias katoni. Our Mishnah says yitzias ashtabis. Mashmi yitzias is carrying out. Mashmi, there are four cases here of taking from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabban that Yichai Midiraisa. And it's not true? Omer Rav Ashi, Toni Hachnosa, Nami Yitzo Korele. The answer is, when it says yitzias, it means any type of carrying out from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabban. So, Maisa Hachnosa, bringing in, is also Nichlal in the yitzias. That's Shana Mishnah, that Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shemarba means, and the way of carrying a chayfetz, either from inside, outside, outside, inside, there are two cases mainly, which comes out to be four. There are two types of achnosis, that either the on the outside, straight, brings it inside, or else the balabas inside, puts his hand outside, takes something from outside, and brings it in. That's the Shtayim Shemarba here by Shavuos. Stop here. Yeah, the Hayamel at the bottom. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shem Arba. Says now Mishnah that by Shabbos also there's two, comes out to be four. Now Tanan Hossam learned in the Masech to Shabbos, Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim. There are two cases that come out to be four inside the house. That means with the Balabos standing inside the house. Ushtayim Shem Arba Bachutz. And there are two cases that come out to be four with the Oni that stands outside the house. So there in the Mishnah Shabbos it says really eight cases. So the question is, Maish Nohocha, Tetoni Shtayim Shem Dalet Vesuloi. Here now Mishnah only says two cases that comes out to be four. Well, Maish Nohocha, Malcolm over there in Masech Shabbos, Tetoni Shtayim Shem Abba Befnim, or Shtayim Shem Abba Bachutz. How come there it says eight cases? It says four cases inside. We'll soon see. And four cases outside. How come? We'll soon see exactly what the cases are. So Marin says, Hossam Dika Shabbos over there, that's the Masechta Shabbos, talking all about the Lochus of Shabbos. So therefore there it's Marich. I'll tell you, Tini Ovis Vitoldus. It learns both the Yovis and the Toldus. But Hoch over here, Masechta Shavuos, the Lav Ika Shabbosu, here our Masechta is not talking about mainly about Hilcha Shabbos. Therefore here, it only brought down because it's a Shtayim Shem Arba. So I'll tell you, maybe Ovis Tini, Vitoldus Leitini. Maybe our Mishnah only means to learn cases of Ovois, and not the cases of Toldos. Therefore, we only have like four cases of Ovois, and that's why we only say four in our Mishnah. And there in Shabbos it says eight, because it's talking about Toldos also. So one says, no, this is not true. Ovois ma'ninu, what are the Ovois by Hoitzois of Shabbos? Yitzios. The Av is Hoitzoa carrying out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. That's why Vidashin from the Posek Hoitzor means carrying out. If so, Yitzias Tarti Heaven. There are only really two cases of Hoitzor carrying out from a Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Either the Balabos that's inside takes something and brings it outside, or else even the Yoni outside puts his hand in the window and takes something outside. But there are only two real Hoitzors. So how does our Mishnah say, Shehen Dalit? Versus the Chitay, maybe you'll tell me, Mehen Lechiyuvoi, or Mehen Lifter. Maybe our Mishnah means to say in the Hoitzois, there are two that Yechayiv, and two that's only Yosim Midrabonin, like the cases in Shabbos, that they're doing it together. Like the Balabos picks up the piece of bread, and puts his hand outside, and the Yoni takes it out of his hand, and puts it down. So that case, the Potim Midiraisa, it's only Yosim Midrabonin. So maybe that's Shana Mishnah here. Someone says, no, it can't be. Our Mishnah says also a case of Maris Negoyim, we'll soon learn about it, four different cases of the whiteness, a white spot on your body. So Mahasam, just like over there, Kula Lechiyuvei, all four white spots you have, each one of them gives you tumah, makes you chayiv, your tumah, is Af Hocha here also, by Shabbos, Al Mishnah, Kula Lechiyuvei. All four cases, Shtayim Shemarba means, Yechayiv Midiraisa. So if our Mishnah is only talking about Avos, there are only two cases. El Rado Amara Papa. Hosom Dika Shabbos, Tini Chiyuvei Upturi. I tell you over there, Masech the Shabbos, really there are only four Chiyuvei Midiraisa. Two Avos and two Toldos. Two Haitzos and two Hachnosos. How does the Mishnah there say eight cases? Because they were talking about the Yisuri Midirabonans, where they do it together. Where it's a Shnaim Shasu, that's Poti Midiraisa. Tony. Al Masecht only says the four cases that Yichai Midiraisa or Ptira Tony, but does not say the cases of Shnaim Shasu that are Sporti Midiraisa. If so, Chiyuve Maninu, what are the cases that Yichai in our Mishnah? Yitzias. Again, as the others, Hoytzor, there are only two. For the Gemara Yitzias Tarati Hudevin, there's only two. Sumerin says, Shtaim de Yitzor or Shtaim de Achnosa. When our Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, it means where are the four cases? True, there are only two of Yitzor, but we're also including two of Achnosa, the two of bringing in. Either the on the outside brings something in, whereas the Balabas sticks his hand outside the window and brings something in. So our Mishnah, the four cases of Yechayiv, are two Yitzois and two Achnosas. For the more no, Vo Yitzias Ketoni. Our Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shemarba. Yitzias is mashma, carrying out. So we're only talking about Hoytzoros. So again, it's a kasha. How do you have four cases that Yechayiv b'Hoytzor? There are only two cases. The other two are only midrabbanan. Amar Rav Ashi, Tana hachnosa nami Hoytzor korilo. When our Tana says the word Yitzias, he does not only mean carrying out, he also means to include hachnosa, carrying in. Hachnosa is also considered a Yitzias. Now, I'll bring you a proof of this. Then we'll explain how it fits into the word. Mimai, what's the proof?